I've got honestly no idea where to start. This is about a 10th time that I have rewritten this whole thing. Mainly due to the fact that when trying to write down my life, I've realized that I don't remember pretty much any of it. Especially from the last 10 to 15 years. Also apologize if everything will be all over the place. All that could be possibly attributed to not just my mental problems, but the fact that I've been in survival mode from earliest memory, which would be around 12, maybe 13 years old, so well over a decade now. So instead, I've decided to write down how I feel and what kind of a person I am, or at least a really watered-down version of it. First and foremost, I've given up as a whole. As to what keeps me alive at this point, I got honestly no idea. As I'm literally living off music, girlfriend, ASMRs, and what I would assume to be the last string of hope that things may be better one day. Pretty pathetic, if you ask me. I've been finally diagnosed with ADHD and BBT, borderline personality disorder, followed by chronic depression, anxiety, paranoia, and everything else that's been connected with those two. Which would finally explain as to what's been wrong with me for the majority of my life. I did try therapy for some time, while it was still covered by my insurance, and it did help a bit. It definitely managed to point me towards the sort of direction to go to. I've also tried medication, though I decided not to continue with that one as it had more negative than positive results. To be fair, at this point in my life, you probably wouldn't even be able to tell that I have all these, because I've learned to perfectly mask and live with them. But I'm still being affected by all of that. What I also forgot to point out is that I'm extremely self-aware. So I know when I'm being self-destructive or making bad decisions, but can't do nothing about it. I also struggle with extreme depression, frequent anxiety attacks. I've got fear of abandonment. And I used to have rather big problems with just being myself. I also struggle with impulsiveness and insane mood swings, which have not only affected my friendships in the past, in my last and only relationship I've had. I've also said, I guess, rather unfortunate luck with people, namely my family and the very few close friends I had, which caused extreme trust issues and awareness around people, which got combined with me just preferring to not be around any. Also regarding my self-image, I've basically convinced myself over the years that I'm a complete waste of human. That nobody would even want to be my friend, and let alone a partner of mine. It's really hard imagining someone being in love with me. Then, there's my self-destructive behavior. I'm pretty sure I forgot some stuff along the way, but all this resulted in me having no family, friends, no social life, no life goals, no future, no nothing. For the past few years, it's just been me, my two cats, work, gym, and the video games followed by a constant volume of music. So to sum all of this up, I feel empty inside. Like I'm breaking on a daily basis, trying to hold myself together with whatever I can come up with. with no goals. Sometimes it feels like I feel nothing at all. Another time that I feel too much. There are mornings when I wake up wishing I didn't. The only redeeming quality of me would be that I'm trying to help other people struggling as much as I can in order for them to not end up like me. I don't want anyone to feel like I do, so the least I can do is be there for others, let it be complete strangers. I don't particularly see myself as a kind person, but that's not really up to me to decide whether I am or not. Though, I guess lately, there has been a rather really selfish dream of mine, which given my current position seems more like a sci-fi than a possible reality. But I would love to have my own family one day. Be there for them, watching kids grow up, making sure they won't end up like me. Honestly, my thoughts are all over the place. And I'm sure I've forgotten a lot of stuff, but my mind doesn't exactly allow me to write extensive texts, which would make sense, so I've tried to keep it as short as I could. So yet again, apologies if some segment won't make much sense. Now that I think about it, I'm pretty much alive for the sake of others. I'm always there for people, yet no one to be there for me. Despite all that, I'm trying to be the bigger person and be kind towards others, for that is the least that I can do. If any of you have or plan to have kids, please be there for your children, support them, and make sure they know you're there for them, whatever life decisions that they make. Now to the bit brighter side, I've been getting better. Time alone allows me to think a lot about my life and how to deal with certain things. I've more or less managed to get rid of constant suicidal thoughts and to be more social, take more care of myself, and overall improve on the life that I have. Take care, y'all.